大家好。
Greetings, everyone.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Before we start, let's bow our head with a word of prayer.
今天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你给我们一个地方，我们可以去敬拜你。
You gave us a place so we can worship you.
求主安静我们的心。
We ask you to calm our hearts.
通过你的话语向我们说话。
Through your word that you speak to us.
愿意从前你怎么样去感动这些以色列人，今天也感动我们每一个人。
In the past, how you touched the people of Israel, in the same way today you touch us. Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
从这个礼拜开始呢，我们讲到呢会开启一个新的主题。
Now, starting this week, our worship will start a new sermon topic.
那么这个主题的题目呢，就是起来。
And the topic is, let's start rebuilding.
这个呢是根据旧约的以斯拉记跟尼希米记。
This is according to Old Testament Ezra and Jeremiah.
这两本书呢是以色列国它国家灭亡以后的历史。
And these two books recorded the after.The kingdom of Israel has fallen, the history behind it.
那么呢，我们从这两本书里面呢，我们见到神是怎么去重建他的圣名，他的圣殿，还有就是他的圣城。
And through these two books, we see how God rebuilds his holy people, his temple, and also his city.
那谈到重建的时候呢，真是谈何容易啊。
We're talking about rebuilding, it isn't that easy.
连呢我们认为的这个篮球的传奇 Michael Jordan 呢，他也觉得束手无策。
Even the basketball legend Michael Jordan, he feels like he's helpless.
我们都记得呢 Michael Jordan, 他拿到六次的 NBA 的冠军。
And the way we call the Michael Jordan, he won the sixth NBA championship.
那么他退休之后呢，过了一两年呢，他就去了这个 Washington Wizards, 这个华盛顿毛士队里面当总裁。
And after he retired, he went to the work at the Washington Wizards to become one of the executives.
那么呢，他2001年的时候呢，他就复出了。
And in 2001, he actually came back out again.
那他希望啊，帮助这个篮球队Wizard 篮球队呢重建起来。
He hoped to rebuild the Washington Wizard team.
那他第一样做的事情呢，就是呢选了他当时最爱的一个新人呢，叫。Kobe Brown 成为了第一身兽，就是 number one draft pick.
And as executives, he helped to select Kobe Brown as the first number one draft pick.
找回了他从前的教练 Doug Collins 回来作证。
And he also got his old coach Doug Collins to come back.
还有呢，找了两个，我们说。NBA 的 All Star 这些球星呢，就是 Jerry Stackhouse 还有 Larry Hughes 回来加盟他们这个球队。
And they also got two NBA All Star Jerry Stackhouse and Larry Hughes to join the team.
那么经过两年的努力呢，结果他们的成绩是一模一样。
But after two years of effort, they're Our result is actually very similar.
赢35场，输44场。
And 35 win and 47 loss.
没有办法进去这个季后赛。
And wasn't able to enter the postseason matches.
所以在Jordan有一次啊，他输得太厉害的时候呢，就当着记者去骂他的这个Wizards球队。
And one time the wizard was lost so badly that he was right in front of the media and he yelled at the team, the wizard team.
他说呢，这对太烂了，没有任何努力在当中的。
He said, man, this team stinks. The effort is never there.
那当你在一个低层里面呢，它就好像一个漩涡一样。
When you're feeling downtrodden, you feel like actually you are in some sort of whirlpool.
你无论你掉多什么好的材料进去的时候呢，这个低层的气氛呢，都会把它好像吞下去一样。
Regardless of how much good material you throw in there, the downtrodden atmosphere will only suck it down.
最后呢，所有东西都变成了很低层。
And they, at the end, everything is all going to be feeling very down.
但是呢，人不能的，神却能。
But when man cannot do it, God can.
神在以色列这个国家，他最低层的时候，他要重建他们。
And God, during this time when Israel was in the most down time, he wanted to rebuild.
所以今天呢，我们就来看以西拉记第一、第二章，看看神呢是怎么开始重建以色列。
Today, let's take a look at the book of Ezra, chapter 1 and 2, and see how he rebuilt Israel.
那第一样事情我们要作为神的儿女，我们要记得的，就是你在低层的时候，你不需要绝望。
And the first thing we need to remember as children of God, that when you're feeling downtrodden,you don't have to feel despair.
因为呢，我们的神呢，纪念他的应许。
Because our God remembers His promise.
第一节，他说：“波斯王古列元年，耶和华为要应验指耶利米口中所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心。”
In the first one, it says, "In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah."The Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia.
那波斯古列元年呢，就是公元前539年。
And the king of Persia, king Cyrus, that is the 539 BC.
当时呢，犹大国已经灭亡了超过40年了。
At that time, the kingdom of Judah has already fell for over 40 years.
那如果你是一个犹太人的时候，从小到大呢，你的家人会告诉你，耶和华神是多么厉害。
And if you were a Jew growing up, your family would tell you that how great the nation is.
以色列人是神的选民。
The people of Israel are God's chosen people.
当年呢，是多么光彩。耶和华神呢，用石灾去击打这个埃及，让以色列人离开埃及。
And recall the glorious days God used the ten disasters to strike Egypt.
他们出埃及，过红海，进入迦南地。
And took them out of Egypt, across the Red Sea, and enter the Canaan.
但是如果你是一个犹太人的时候，特别是当时的犹太人，你也会记得，就是公元前722年的时候，北国以色列正亡灭亡于这个亚述的国手下。
But if you were a Jew at that time in 722 BC, the northern kingdom Israel fell under the king of Assyria.
后来呢，这个亚述国呢就给另外一个国家巴比伦所毁灭了。
And then after Assyria was taken over by Babylon.
那么公元前606年开始，犹大的耶路撒冷呢就第一次给巴比伦掳掠。
And since the 606 BC, the Jerusalem in Judah.Faced the first time that the Babylon, the first plunder by Babylon.
十年以后，第二次掳掠。
And 10 years later, followed by another plunder.
再过十年，就是586年呢，耶路撒冷就被攻下来，城墙被烧，圣殿被拆毁。
And in 586 BC.Jerusalem fell, and the city was burned down, and the temple was destroyed.
那么很多以色列人犹太人呢他们就被掳去巴比伦
and the, a lot of people、the Jewish people got、captive and exiled to Babylon
那如果你看历史的时候你会发觉从606年到586年这20年里面呢其实以色列人这些特别只是犹太人呢他常常向神认罪
If you look at history theFrom 606 to 586 BC, the Jewish people、repented to God.
他求神保护他们，你知道他们不给这个巴比伦国所、打败。
They asked for protection so that they would、be protected by Babylon.
他还有呢，他每一年呢会有一个月的时间，就是他们被掳的这个月，会禁食祷告。
And every year,、during the year that when they have the same month, they would actually would fast and pray.
他希望呢，神把这些被掳去的人救回来。
They ask God to be to save them, for those people who have been exiled to return.
但是呢，在这二十年里面呢，以这个犹大国呢，没有变好。
But during that 20 years, not only Judah did not improve the situation.
他们的命运却是越来越消沉。
The fate was actually getting worse and worse.
对很多犹太人来说，神沉默地对待他们，就证明了神丢弃他们。
And to a lot of Jews, God's quietness proved that God has forsaken them.
你有没有曾经经历过呢？就是神对你沉默呢？
And have you ever experienced that God's quietness to you?
可能是因为呢，你犯了一个很严重的罪。
Perhaps you committed a very serious sin.
又或者呢，你做过一个决定呢，你明知神是不喜欢的。
Or else you make a decision that you know God that doesn't please God.
自此以后呢，神就好像不跟你讲话。
And since that time, it feels like God had stopped talking to you.
无论你祷告、你聚会、你灵修。神都隐藏起来。
Regardless when you pray, when you worship or you have a devotion, it's almost like God is hiding.
你再经历不到从神而来的喜乐。
And you cannot experience the joy that comes from the Lord.
不单只是这样，神好像成为你的敌人一样。
Not only that, it's almost like God had become your enemy.
你做任何事情呢，神都与你。做对的。
Regardless what you're doing, God is almost like against you.
那当我们在地层里面的时候啊，魔鬼最希望呢，就是你相信神已经丢弃你。
When you're feeling down, the thing that Satan wanted the most is that that make you feel that God has forsaken you.
因为如果你相信神丢弃你的时候，你就会放弃自己。
And if you believe that God has forsaken you, then you will go into a self-destruction mode.
就好像犹大呢，他上吊自杀一样。
It's almost like Judah actually went and hanged himself.
但是我希望弟兄姊妹你记得。
But I hope that brother and sister that you remember.
无论你的面前的环境是多么绝望。
Regardless of what the circumstances that you are feeling so desperate,
神永远不会忘记你。
And God will never forget you.
就好像第一节里面他说，耶和华为了应验职责耶利米口中所说的话。
And it's verse 1, it says, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah.
神纪念他向人的应许。
And God recalled the promise that he had to man.
那虽然犹太人他们、面前的路是越来越黑暗。
And even though the people in Judah feels like what they're facing is getting darker and darker.
但是神曾经呢通过耶利米呢向以色列人解释说。
But God had through Jeremiah spoke to the people.
他说故此耶和华说我的仆人雅各啊不要惧怕。以色列啊，不要惊惶，因我要从远处拯救你，从被掳之地拯救你的后裔。雅各必回来的，想安平静安逸，无人使他害怕。
So do not be afraid, Jacob my servant. Do not be dismayed, Israel, declares the Lord. I will surely save you out of a distant place, your descendants from the land of their exile. Jacob will again have peace and security, and no one will make him afraid.
因我与你同在, 要拯救你, 也要将你赶上你到哪些国, 灭绝进军, 却不将你灭绝进军, 倒要, 从宽惩治你, 万不能不罚你, 这是耶和华说的。
I am with you and will save you, declares the Lord. Though I completely destroy all the nations among which I scatter you, I will not completely destroy you. I will discipline you, but only in due measure. I will not let you go entirely unpunished.
神在这里特别讲了一句话,
and God here especially said one thing.
他说, 倒要从宽惩治你, 万不能不罚你。
I will discipline you, but only in due measure. I will not let you go entirely unpunished.
其实呢,在这里呢,神讲出一个很重要的属灵的原则。
And here, God spoke up with a very important spiritual principle.
就是呢, 罪的赦免不代表你不需要面对罪的后果。
And that is, the sin would be forgiven, but doesn't mean that you do not have to face the sin, the consequence of sin.
那比方一个学生呢, 他一直, 荒废学业。
And for example, you have a student who has been neglecting their studies.
那么明天考试了,
and tomorrow you take an exam.
他突然间明白他犯了罪, 上神, 承认他的罪。
And then all of a sudden he recognized that he committed sin and then asked God to forgive him.
那你说神会不会赦免他的罪啊?
And what do you think? Do you think God would forgive his sin?
会啊。
Of course.
但是你说他明天考试的结果会怎么样呢?
And what do you think the result of his exam tomorrow?
他当然不会拿到好的成绩。Of
course he cannot have gained good grades.
神的公义呢,要求他万不能不罚他。And
God's righteousness required that he would not let them go unpunished.
但是这里也提醒我们,如果我们真心的去承认我们的罪,
but here it reminds us that if we sincerely come before God and ask God to forgive his sin,
甘心的去接受神的惩治,
and with a willing heart to accept God's punishment,
那么神应许他, 他倒要从宽惩治他,
and the, God was for sure promised that they would forgive him.
就是呢,他对他的惩罚呢,是这个程度上面没有怎么严重的。
And then that is the punishment would not be as severe.
当犹太人呢,他不愿意回归神这边去。
But when the people of Judah not willing to return to God,
神就预言将来你要给巴比伦这个国家去 打败,
and God foretold that they will be perished under the Babylon.
但是神说, 如果你自动投降的时候呢, 你的城不会被烧, 你的圣殿不会被拆毁。
And God said, if you're willing to surrender, your city will not be burned and your temple will not be destroyed.
但是犹太人呢, 他不甘心去接受神的惩治。
But the people in Judah were not willing to receive God's punishment.
这个也证明他们没有真心的悔改。
This also proved that they did not sincerely repent.
他们就去拜其他的神,求他们帮助。
They went to worship other gods and ask them to help them.
他求旁边的国家去保护他们。
They asked the countries close next to them to save them.
所以神唯一的, 对待他的办法就是重重的惩罚他们。
So at the end, God, the only way God has is to severely punish them.
耶路撒冷城被烧毁,
and the city of Jerusalem was burned.
圣殿被拆毁,
temple was destroyed.
很多人呢, 死在刀剑跟饥荒底下。
A lot of people died under the knives and starvation.
有, 有一部分他被掳到巴比伦去。
And a portion they were captured and exiled to Babylon.
但神执着耶利米应许他们说，被巴比伦所定的40年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们人回此地。
But God, through the Jeremiah, promised him that this, that when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place.
所以从耶路撒冷第一次被掳到古列的元年的时候，差不多40年的时候，神就开始去准备他们回归了。
And the, from the time that Jerusalem was captured.To about 70 years later, God tried to get them to return.
神纪念他对人的应许。
God, remember his promises.
也许我们今天也面对神对我们的沉默。
And perhaps today you will also facing God's being quiet to us.
因为这个是我们犯罪，向神犯罪的一个结果。
Because these are the consequences for us sinning against God.
但是如果我们甘心的去接受神的惩治的时候，
But if we're willing to sincerely accept the consequences,
神说我会宽容你们的。
And God said we would forgive you greatly.
他会纪念对我们的应许。
He will remember the promises he has for us.
他会恩待我们每一个人。
He would be gracious to us all.
神不单只呢，纪念他向人所讲的应许。
Not only did God remember the promise that he had to men.
他也感动呢，他的工人为他做工。
And also God would stir up his worker to work for him.
那第一个神所感动的人呢？就是波斯王古列。
And the first person that God touches is Cyrus, king of Persia.
第一节里面讲到了神激动这个王的心。
And the first verse tells us that he touched the king's heart.
那么呢，波斯王古列呢就说了，耶和华天上的上帝已将天下万国赐给我，又祝福我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇。在你们中间凡做他子民的可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列上帝的殿，只有他是上帝，愿上帝与这人同在。
And so this is what Cyrus king of Persia says, the Lord your God of heaven has given me all the kingdoms of the earth and has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah.Any of these people among you may go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem. May their God be with them.
很多时候呢，我们心里面绝望。
Quite often, we feel kind of despair in our heart.
原因就是我们面前的困难太大。
And the reason is the challenges in front of us seems very great.
但是你要知道，我们的神能感动。世上最有能力的，最有权势的人为他工作。
And you have to see that God can touch the most powerful people that work for him.
神能够使这些不相信他的人成为他的工人。
And even God can make those who does not even believe in him to be his worker.
所以箴言里面有一句话说，王的心在耶和华手中，好像炉沟的水一流转。
In Proverbs it says, in the Lord's hand, the king's heart is a stream of water that he channels toward all who please him.
换句话说，连我们现代的这些总统，好像川普啊、习近平啊、普京啊，这些人的心呢，都在神的手中。
In other words, even Trump, Xi Jinping, Putin, his heart is all in the hands of the Lord.
那么何况你的家人、你的丈夫、你的妻子、你的儿女，他们的心也是在神的手里。
Not to mention your family, your husband, your wife, even your children, their heart is in God's hand.
当你相信神能感动任何的一个人为他工作的时候，你就不会绝望。
If you believe that God can touch almost anyone to work for Him, you would not feel despair.
当以色列人，北国以色列灭亡于亚述的手下的时候呢，亚述有一个有一个 policy， 有一个政策的。
And when the northern kingdom Israel fell under Assyria, King Assyria actually has some sort of policy.
他就是呢，把这些敬拜国的人民呢，迁离开他本来的地方。搬到另外一个敬拜国的地方去。
And the policy is to actually take the people who are defeated, the people there move to another place, another country where they actually was also defeated.
他的目的就是不让这些人留在本地，将来会作乱。
The goal is to not to leave the people who are originally there and eventually rebel.
后来巴比伦这个国家统治中东这个地方。
And eventually, Babylon controlled the whole Middle East area.
那他对敬拜国呢有另外一个政策。
And actually, they also have another policy towards the country that they defeated.
他会把这个国家里面呢最优秀的人呢，掳到巴比伦国里面呢去同化他们。
And also, they would take the best people out of the country that they captured and bring it back to Babylon to try to assimilate them.
但是呢，波斯却有完全不一样的一个政策。
But it's a the Persian has a totally different policy.
这个呢，我们从考古里面呢就找出来。
And from the archaeological record, we'll see that.
这个呢叫巨鲁士，其实就是古列的民宿啊。
And that is a Cyrus Saunders, and that is a archaeological finding.
那他是怎么对待他打败的国家呢？
And how did they treat the country that they defeated?
把他们全部放回去自己的国家，让他们呢安居乐业。
And they return them all back to the country so they can live peacefully.
那么呢，希望呢，他们觉得很快乐的时候呢，就带给整个波斯王国的平安安定。
And then they would, when they're living peacefully, would they also bring about peace in Persia?
是谁让这个古列，就是历史叫他巨鲁士啊，想到这样子的政策呢
？Who would have thought of this kind of policy?
以斯拉记第一章就告诉我们，是耶和华神。感动他。
And the Ezra 1:1 tells us that the Lord touched him so that he would do that.
那不单只神感动古列这个王。
Not only God touched the Cyrus, just one person.
神也感动了这些以色列的人，使他们愿意去回归。
And the God also touched the people of Israel and all these people.So that they're willing to return.
第五节讲到犹大和便雅悯的族长，自是利未人，就是一切被上帝激动他心的人，都起来上耶路撒冷去建造耶和华的殿。
Verse 5 tells us that then the family heads of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and Levites, everyone whose heart God had moved, prepared to go up and build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem.
但是呢，当我们面对神的感动的时候呢，我们很多时候呢是犹豫不决的。
But when a lot of times when we face God's touching, we would hesitate and cannot make any decision.
原因就是我们觉得单单有神的感动不够啊，我们还是需要资源呢。
And we'll see that only having God's touching you it's kind of no use. We don't have any resource.
所以呢，这个就是，我们看到第三个原则。
And that is when we see the third principle.
这个就是神会供应他的工作。
That is God will provide for His work.
当这个波斯王呢宣布他们可以回去耶路撒冷的时候呢，也吩咐呢 人要在他附近的人呢，要为这个事情奉献。
And the king of Persia told them that when they return, they actually tell the people who are neighbors to assist them.
那么第六节的时候呢，果然呢，就有人呢，就四围的人呢，就拿银器、金子、财物，伸出真伯来帮助他们，还有另外的。
And verse 6 tells us all the neighbors assisted them with articles of silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with valuable gifts in addition to all the freewill offerings.
那不单指他们附近的人去支持他，古列王呢，他自己也支持他。
Not only the people surrounding Israel helped them, even the king of Persia, Cyrus, also helped them personally.
古列王呢，把从前呢，巴比伦王掳掠的在圣殿里面的金器也银器呢，通通送给他们，让他们带回去。
And the king of Persia took the what they had taken from Babylon and from the temple, all the gold and silver plunder from the temple, asked them to give it to the leaders and have them return back to Jerusalem.
圣经说呀，总共有5400件。
And the scripture tells us a total of 5,400 pieces.
其实这些器具啊，我想有钱也买不到。
And these instruments, even if you have money, you can may not even be able to buy it.
但是神却为他自己的工作去供应他们的需要。
Yet God for His own work prepared for it.
当我还在念神学的时候呢，我的牧师 Pastor Jason 呢，常常提醒我说。
And when I was a student, my pastor, Pastor Jason, reminds me all the time.
他说呢，你做神的工作呢，不用怕不够资源的。
And when you are doing God's work, you don't have to be afraid of lack of resource.
他用英文讲一句话，他说呢 ，Whatever God's order, He will pay for it.
And he says, whatever God orders, He will pay for it.
那你知道呢 ，order 这个字啊，你可以翻译叫神命令的。但是呢，我们点菜的时候呢，我们也用这个字嘛。
And you can say the word order is what God commanded, but when you are actually ordering dishes, it's the same word.
所以呢，你可以简直了解，就是神点的菜呢，他自己会付钱哦。
And you can actually think of this way: whatever God ordered the dishes, He will pay for Himself.
所以下一次，我希望你去餐馆点菜的时候，你记得这句话。
I hope that next time you go to a restaurant and order dishes, you remember these verses.
当以色列人在过去的日子，他拜惯了这些偶像以后
，But the people of Israel, when they so used to worshiping these idols,
神只能用一个很极端的方法去改变。去管教以色列人。
And God can only use extreme method to change and also discipline Israel.
所以呢，神就完全把他们，拔出来，插为轻浮。
And then God would can only uproot them and tear them down.
但是呢，神的目的是要建立在职他们。
But God's goal is to build and to plant them.
所以过经过了40年，他们被掳的日子，神就要重建以色列。
So after 70 years of being captured, God needs to rebuild Israel.
神要以色列人明白，他从来没有丢弃他们。
God wants the people of Israel to remember that He had never forsaken them.
神一直纪念他。对他们的应许
Because for the longest time, God remembers the promise that He made to Israel.
他能感动世上最有能力的人为他工作。
He can touch the people who have the most powerful men in the world to work for Him.
还有神所命令的，他会负责供应。
And whatever God ordered, He would provide.
但是神的殿能不能被重建呢？此事还有一个最后重要的原则。
But whether or not God's temple can be rebuilt, it still falls on another very important principle.
这个就是人需要回应神的带领。
And that is, the man needs to respond to God's guidance.
以斯拉记第二章呢，就是违规的人的名单。
The Ezra, the chapter 2 is to record all the people who return.
那很多时候呢，我们看到这一章六十多节都是名字的时候呢，我们很快就跳过去。
A lot of times when we see the scripture with a whole bunch of names, we'll skip right over.
你有没有留意呢？有多少人去回应神的感动呢？
Do you notice how many people touched by God and go back to rebuild the Jerusalem?
64节呢就讲到呢，当时呢会众里面有42,360名，那么再加上他们的不配有4,337，还有唱歌的200的男女。
And verse 64 and 65 says the whole company numbers 40,360, besides the 7,000 Semite male and female slaves, and also 200 male and female singers.
你看这个数目，你觉得是多还是小？
You look at these numbers, do you think it's large or great or small?
那我们了解当时在巴比伦的犹太人呢，可能有几十万。
And we see that the people, Jewish people at Babylon.Perhaps there are about tens of thousands.
但是为什么回去的只有50,000人？
Why is it only 100,000, but it's only about 50,000 returning?
第一，因为这个路很远呢。
The first one is the distance is great.
从巴比伦回去耶路撒冷超过900里的距离。
And the distance is over 900 miles.
还有你要记得，这些以色列人已经住在巴比伦呢，可能有50年、70年的时间。
Another more important thing is these people have been living in Babylon for 50, maybe perhaps 70 years.
很多这些以色列人根本上就是在巴比伦里面出生的。
A lot of these Israelites, perhaps they were even born in the Babylon.
巴比伦是当时最繁华的一个城市。
And the Babylon is the most prosperous city at the time.
耶路撒冷当时已经是一个被荒废了很久的一个城市。
And Jerusalem is a place that's been deserted for years.
我问你，谁会愿意回去呢？
I ask you, who would be willing?
就好像你移民在美国五十年了。
It's almost like you have immigrated to U.S. for 50 years.
你孩子在这边出生。
Your children were born here.
我问 Derek， 我们一起回中国，移民回中国，他肯不肯呢
？I asked Derek, "Would we want to move, migrate back to China? Would you be willing?"
他一定不肯呢。
Of course, you won't.
这个因为你要回去是一个在安全上面跟经济上面的一个牺牲。
Because when you try to return, it's a sacrifice in comfort and also financial reasons.
只有这些客户敬拜神的人才会凭信心去回归。
Only those who desire to worship God, it would actually return based on faith.
今天呢，我们的神呢也会感动我们。
And today, God also would touch us.
好像呢，神让我们教会能够买到我们自己的教堂。
And God allows the CCW to purchase our own building.
但是这个工程要完成，需要我们弟兄姊妹的回应。
But this the construction work needs to have our response.
你的回应就会影响你平常的生活跟经济。
And the response would affect for sure your livelihood and your finances.
我最近跟一个会友去交通。
And recently I was sharing with a church member.
那么他又告诉我，其实他过去十多年呢，一直为了他家人的赌债啊，就是要还这个赌债。
And for the last 10 plus years, she's been repaying the gambling debt for the family member.
他说到今年才通通还清。
And then it was totally completely paid off this year.
然后我见到他，其实他也到达快要退休的年纪。
Now I look at her, she's also reaching retirement age.
我就问他，你有为自己预备退休金吗？
I asked her, have you saved up any retirement money?
他就也很老实告诉我 他说有几万块呢。
And then she honestly told me about perhaps a few tens of thousands.
那他下一句话呢是我从来没有想过的。
And the next sentence I wasn't anticipating that.
他说呢他为了建堂的事情呢只能奉献一千块。
And for building the church, she can only donate $1,000.
那我听到的时候我心里面想。
And when I heard that, well, I was thinking in my heart.
再过几年呢你要工作你也没有气力了。
In a few years, even if you want to work, you may not have any strength.
你现在才有几万块退休金。
Right now, you only have a few tens of thousand dollars for retirement money.
你还要奉献一千块你是不是发疯了。
You still want to donate $1,000, are you crazy?
什么驱使一个人去回应神的感动
？What compels someone to respond to God？
当然是人对神的爱。
Of course, it's the love of God。
还有就是人信靠神的心。
And also, how men trust God。
我想这个就是为什么呢？在第二章里面呢，神花了60多节去记下这些违规人的名字。
I see that is perhaps why God spent 60 some odd verses to record the names of these people who are returning.
因为神要人知道他不会忘记这些为他牺牲的人。
God wants people to know he will not forget those who sacrificed for him.
圣经说啊神用皮带沾起我们的眼泪。
And the scripture said God would use leather pouches to restore our tears.
当我们奉献的时候耶稣说神为我们呢在天上制造这个财宝的。
When we when we gave offering, God said we accumulate treasures in heaven.
神的记性很好的。
And God has very good memory.
耶稣说你一杯凉水的奉献呢他说这人必得赏赐。
And Jesus said, even a cup of cold water,as an offering, he will have his rewards.
所以我们愿意呢，我们不要消灭神对我们的感动。
May we not destroy God's touching, how God touches us.
不要对自己说，让其他人去建造吧。
Don't say to yourself, let other people build.
因为只有我们回应神的感动的时候，神才能重建我们。
Because only when we respond to God's touching,God would be able to rebuild us.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你从来没有丢弃我们。
Because you have never forsaken us.
虽然我们有犯罪，有得罪你。
Even when we have sinned and we have sinned against you.
我们选择离开你，选择这个世界。
We chose to leave you and we chose the world.
但是神你还是纪念我们
，But you still remember us.
你管教我们
，You discipline us.
你知道我们可以在里面被神去重建。
You know that within God can rebuild us.
希望我们不会消灭神对我们的感动。
May we not destroy God's touching in our heart.
甘心去遵守神你的引领。
And we're willing to follow your guidance.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.